अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासिनी गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की जय। समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री गुरु गौरांग की जय। Everyone has Bhagavad Gita in the mobile.
you can just note up.
Little, you will come this side because I can. Then I don't have to turn this way. You can pull this mats. चक्षुरुन्मीलितमेन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोविष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वफलान्तिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरों वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सागररघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादां सगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्विताशं। जय श्रीकृष्णचैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। Hare Krishna. We will read from Bhagavad Gita afterwards in the middle of the class. I thought I'll speak on this topic, Kshatriya Dharma or Kshatriya Mission, in the beginning of or at the dawn of 21st century. Last few weeks I am meditating on this and I discussing with other devotees also. Interesting, no? At the dawn of 21st century, in Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam and many other Puranas also, there is lot of description about Kali Yuga, symptoms of age Kali. So we see that our great sages and Vyasadeva and other sages, they envisioned that they could foresee that what is going to happen in Kali Yuga. So, and they have described this and it was a great surprise for them, and it was a very shocking experience for them to understand these symptoms of age Kali. Like in Bhagavatam we see that sages of Naimisharanya, so they wanted to do 1,000-year-old sacrifice just to stop the influence of this age, degrading age. So degrading qualities, and it was very shocking for them that in Kali Yuga people will be so degraded that like we see in modern society, they do anything for the sake of earning money. Literally they are ready to do anything. So Arjuna in the first chapter we see that he was very concerned, very much concerned about what will be the result of this battle of Kurukshetra. So before doing any activity, they were careful whether this will bring good to the society or not. Whether it will bring good to oneself, family. If you see in the first chapter, he is not only concerned about his own self, whether it will bring happiness. That is also there. That is also there. Whether it will bring happiness to me or not, that consideration. And family, whether it will bring happiness to family or not. Kulakshaye. And also society. He is concerned about society also. In the society, Varna Sankara will flood the and they will create hellish condition. So these are people with advanced consciousness, Arjuna, people like Arjuna. So they should think what will bring. But in modern society, no one thinks whether I am doing right or wrong, whether it is according to law of karma, whether it is good or bad. So, what should be done, what should not be done, no one bothers. Right. So, in this way, people do anything in modern, we see in modern society now. So, they are ready to do anything for the sake of earning money. Right, everyone running here in big cities like this. And very gross sinful activities, like in 14th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada he explains. So in one purport, 14.16 purport you all read. So because that verse speaks about mode of ignorance. So killing cows is the grossest type of ignorance, eating meat and killing cows. So grossest type of ignorance. Now this so Prabhupada he mentioned, now this land India is a land of dharma. It was a land of dharma, now it is not. So sometime we may say, oh, this person is a pious. Actually no one is pious in modern society. No one is pious. You may call them faithful if someone is showing some inclination for some religious activities. So they are not pious, they are faithful. So faith may be in different things. Someone may believe in atheism. Someone may believe in some religious things. Someone may believe in some shastra. So that is faith. But piety, no one has piety. All are sinful. That is the state of people in at the dawn of 21st century. So, anyway, our point, Prabhupada, in this land of Bharatavarsha, so previously in this land, if one cow is killed in 100 years, that is a black spot on this country. So it was such a pure land it was. So it was such a great country it was. Now this is a biggest, now I don't know statistics, they say it is the second largest beef exporting country in the world. But if you consider all illegal, that Sahadev Prabhu has written, our temple president in Sikandarabad, he has written books on cows, many books on cows. So he writes about how illegal smuggling of cows happens at the, at this Bengal border. So lot of cows are sent to, illegal way they are sent to Bangladesh. So he writes about that in his book. So very elaborately he writes about that. So in this way we see that so much cow killing. It may be first number one beef exporting country. So that is the state of this land of Bharatavarsha, and you can imagine what is other. If you read that purport of 16th chapter of the 14th chapter 16th verse purport, Prabhupada very strongly mentions that meat eating is very bad, and in that cow killing especially is very, very bad, very grossest type. So, and in the end he gives message to the world, especially to the nations, leaders of the nations. His message that so in Kali Yuga, in this age, at this age, cow killing and brahmanas are neglected. So cow killing happens and brahmanas are neglected. So brahmanas are supposed to give spiritual guidance. Now we are discussing the kshatriya dharma, kshatriya mission. Before that, brahmin mission comes. So brahmanas are supposed to train kshatriyas. They are supposed to bring up kshatriyas. So kshatriyas are executive leaders and brahmanas are ideological leaders. So anyway, Prabhupada gives his message that if these two are neglected, cows are killed, if cows are killed and brahmanas are neglected, then everything will be ruined. So I'm not telling the same statement, paraphrasing. So in this way, and basically everything is rooted in atheism. So that's why sages of Naimisharanya were shocked that in Kali Yuga people would not believe in God, or they won't have any understanding of God. So that is all rooted. So for that we have to understand, even in Krishna consciousness we should know what is Krishna, who is Krishna actually, properly. Tattvata, in Bhagavad Gita again and again he speaks, understanding him in tattvata, in truth. So if we are lazy in understanding Bhagavad Gita as it is, understanding who is Krishna, so then we may call Krishna, 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 chant Hare Krishna mantra, but we will not get benefit of that. Because we should know whom we are calling, right? And in this purport, that verse is quoted. Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha Jagadhitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha. So many of our devotees, every day they recite this, I think, right? When we are offering Boga to the Lord. Right? But we didn't understand this verse actually. Lord is benefactor of cows, Lord is benefactor of Brahmanas. Right? We don't understand that ultimate absolute truth is Vraja Gopa. He is a covered boy. He is. He is Srinivas Gopal. He is. Absolute truth is Srinivas Gopal. Gopala. Right? So we don't understand. In modern ISKCON, I sometimes joke this. So devotees would have been very happy if Krishna would have been some CEO of multinational company. They would have been worshipped him more eagerly. So anyway, we should understand Krishna, who is Krishna in truth, based on Bhagavad Gita as it is, from his pastimes, Janma Karma Cha Medivya. So this is condition of modern society, 21st century. And why we need kshatriyas in society? So people will be protected. This protection has to be understood in a in an intelligent way. What is meant to be protected? So that also in Bhagavad Gita we see that third chapter end discusses about lust. And in the fourth chapter beginning, Krishna speaks that I gave this knowledge to sun god Vivaswan. So Vivaswan gave it to Manu, Manu gave it to Ikshvaku. In this way, this knowledge descended in parampara of Rajarshis. So that is one thing. I will come back to that. And in Bhagavatam end also, 12th canto of Bhagavatam, if you see, Shukdev Goswami, he says that I describe the history of Kshatriya dynasties, Kshatriya kings, Kshatriya rulers. Similar way, we can also understand the history of Brahmanas, Vaishyas and Shudras, he says. So our Shastras are focusing mostly on Kshatriya Dharma more. If you see, there is only a description of Rajarshis, right or not, in Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita and other scriptures, right or not. So lot is spoken more about Kshatriyas. But unfortunately now we are not able to understand what is Kshatriya. We know something about Brahmin. We don't know much what is meant to be a Brahmin. Prabhupada severely criticized this third Brahmanas. So, you know, Brahmin caste, you know, Brahmin birth, by Brahmins by birth. Prabhupada severely criticized them. And we should not end up in making such Brahmanas. We should know what is actually Brahmin means. So, but something is clear. Oh, he studies Shastra, he preaches, and all this, teaches Shastra, Patanapana. Something is about Brahmin. And Vaishya, we know, farming, cow production. Krishna himself was performed those pastimes. And we know Shudra anyway. So he has to assist the higher classes. In modern day society, there are not even Shudras actually. So those who work for money, they are not even Shudras actually. Because this modern society is demonic society, it is not Varnashrama society. Shudras are in Varnashrama society, not in. So it is a all Kirata Hunandra Pulinda Pulkasha Veera Shumba Yavana Kasada. If a Brahmana takes a job, means he becomes a, it is considered dog, you know, in Bhagavatam, very severely criticized. So Swavrati it is called as. Dog's occupation for Brahmin to take a job under someone, not even modern job, if he's so modern job is very demonic, it helps demonic society, so not divine society, that is Daiva Varnashrama. So coming to the point that we don't know much about Kshatriyas. So therefore it is very important to understand Kshatriya. What is a Kshatriya? How we should implement that Kshatriya Dharma in the society? How we are to bring up Kshatriyas? So anyway, Lord Krishna, he says that so he gave this knowledge to Raja Rishis. And in the Purport Srila Prabhupada, he writes that this knowledge, why this knowledge is given to royal order? Why this is given to Rajarshis? Because they are supposed to protect the citizens from so bondage of lust, through knowledge, through culture and education, like that he says. So Srila Prabhupada, he said that. So protection, if you see Kshatriya, we will discuss that. What is meant to be Kshatriya? What is the meaning of Kshatriya, definition of Kshatriya? If you see Kshatrayate iti Kshatriya, it is Prabhupada, he has explained this also in second chapter. We will read that. One who protects from physical hurt is called a Kshatriya. But one who protects from violence, basically, is called Kshatriya. So violence has subtle meaning. So Prabhupada was called in early 50s, he was in Jhansi. So he was called to speak on Gandhi Jayanti, speak on violence, topic of non-violence on Gandhi Jayanti. So you see Prabhupada, he remembers, recalls that incident in often in his lectures. They called me and I told what nonsense non-violence you are all talking. Because if we do not guide the people in proper path, that is also violence, because that will bring a repeated birth and death, and in this way they will be hurt. So this is violence, it is. Not bringing people into proper path is violence. That was proper definition of violence. So non-violence means you should guide people in a proper path. So in this way, whatever you are non-violence you are talking is nonsense, he said. Because politicians, what they do? They misguide the people, right? So they want sense gratification. They want their position. They want seats in the government. So until they are, you know, last breath, even to Gandhi also it happened the same thing. He did not give up politics until the end of his life. Just like Dhritarashtra, until the end of life he wants to keep. So most of these politicians, they want to last, until their last breath, they want to keep their positions. And for that, they are ready to do anything. To get votes, they are ready to do anything. So they want to misguide the people. They want to basically give allurements of sense gratification, modern day politicians. And sense gratification is violence on jiva, on the living entities, because physical violence may hurt the body once, but sense gratification, allurement of sense gratification will repeatedly make the jiva to take birth in this world. So it is a great violence. And those who propagate wrong ideas are most violent people. So now in Western countries, Hitler is considered as most prominent demon in modern society. So, but more worst than them is Stephen Hawking, Einstein, or whatever, all these scientists, philosophers, because they spread wrong ideas, they spread atheism. And in this way, misguide the people, and people will become atheistic and remain absorbed in sinful activities and soaked in sinful activities and sense gratification. So in this way, they will take repeatedly birth and death. So that is violence. So Prabhupada, he said, therefore, protection means we have to understand protecting from bondage of lust. What is the role of Kshatriyas in that? So like I said, modern day politicians, they allure, for their vote's sake, they allure them to give sense gratification. They promise a lot of sense gratification and in this way take votes. So Kshatriya should not be like that. Kshatriya should put people on the path of Dharma. So culture, knowledge and education means basically it is Dharma. Varnashram Dharma, because after few verses, you know, Krishna says, I come to establish Dharma. Then 13th verse also he says, I have created Varnashram Dharma. So that will save the people from bondage of lust. So ultimate principle behind of Varnashram Dharma is to save people from, regulate their sense gratification, ultimately make them free from desire to sense gratification. So ultimate platform of Varnashram Dharma is Paramahamsa. Sannyasi is highest platform in Varnashram Dharma. And again in Sannyas there are four levels, Paramahamsa. So purpose of Varnashram Dharma is to bring people up to the platform of Paramahamsa. Completely free from desire for sense gratification. So in this way, so Kshatriyas are supposed to, they themselves are supposed to follow this Dharma. And make sure that you execute in such a way that everyone is following the path of Dharma. Now in the name of secularism, they are spreading atheism. It's all nonsense. So they want to atheism to everywhere. And sense gratification, more and more sinful activities. In fact, not just sense gratification, sinful activities. So in this way we see that. We can discuss a lot on that. So we need Kshatriyas for protection, physical protection, moral protection. And also Krishna consciousness will spread better. Prabhupada in first canto of Bhagavatam gave example of Ashoka, King Ashoka. Under the patronage of King Ashoka, Buddhism spread and that ruined Vedic culture. One reason, after Ashoka, there were no actual Vedic kings. They were there small, little, here and there, now and then. So, major powerful kingdom after Ashoka was, means latest means Vijayanagara Empire, Vedic Empire means. So Vijayanagara Empire was the, but still it could not sustain for long and it could not stop. Kali Yuga, it's like that. Kali Yuga, Kshatriya dynasties will not survive long. So, because, anyway, after Ashoka, this Buddhism spread. And because of Buddhism means non-violence. And Kshatriya cannot be non-violent. He should be very violent. So, for protecting Dharma and for protecting the people, Praja. So, because of that, what happened? There were no real Kshatriyas afterwards. So then Mlachyas came and just ruined this country. Just killed everyone, looted everything. So therefore Buddhism did a lot of damage to Kshatriya mission. Overall to Vedic culture and especially to Kshatriya mission, Kshatriya Dharma. So, so that should be chosen away. So Buddhism. So anyway, Prabhupada, he said, he gave that example of King Ashoka. So Buddhism spread under his patronage. Similarly, if you want to spread Krishna consciousness, we need patronage of such king, Kshatriya kings. So because the more and more, if Kshatriyas, like for instance, just one example I would like to give. We see that last 1 year, 1.5 year back in India, they made 2 years back approximately 2 years back. So man and woman can live together. They made a law. It's legally acceptable. It is not. So before marriage, what they call live-in relationship. So that is nonsense. So human beings will become animals, just like cats and dogs, dogs, bitches and dogs. So they don't have any marriage system. We don't see, you know, some dogs and bitches exchanging some garland, taking, so performing some vivaha yagya, right or not. So they just anywhere shamelessly have sex. So this is such society, it will degrade to us. They will make, leaders will make such, because they want to facilitate sense gratification, sinful activities, demonic leaders. So if society is ruled and guided by such demonic people, animals, so then everything will be ruined. You cannot, can you make them Krishna conscious? Is it possible? When Prabhupada went to West, he did not allow them to live as friends. He said marriage. There was no one to do marriage there at that time. And being a sannyasi, he himself had to take part in marriage. So he wanted to institute this dharma so that people become Krishna conscious. And he implemented 4 regulative principles from the beginning. Oh, they say he introduced slowly, but 1 year is not a, 1 year is not slow, it is. Within 1 year, when he initiated his disciples, he told he had to follow 4 regulative principles. Although he was told that in Americans they don't like this. He said, I have not come to please Americans, he said. So he wanted to regulate people by this. So 4 regulative principles and implementing dharma of vivaha, yagya. So then we see that so that they become Krishna conscious. If they are soaked in sense gratification and sinful life, how they will become Krishna conscious? So anyway, Kshatriyas are required. And who is a Kshatriya? Prabhupada defines. Prabhupada quotes a verse from, what is that, Manu Samhita? I don't remember now. 2.32, Prabhupada, you can open. This is Parashara Samhita, sorry. So we'll recite this. क्षत्रियो हि प्रजा रक्षन् शस्त्रपाणि प्रदण्डयन् निर्जित्य परसैन्यादि क्षितिं धर्मेण पालये क्षत्रियो हि प्रजा रक्षन् शस्त्रपाणि प्रदण्डयन् निर्जित्य परसैन्यादि क्षितिं धर्मेण पालये क्षत्रियो हि प्रजा रक्षन् शस्त्रपाणि प्रदण्डयन् निर्जित्य परसैन्यादि क्षितिं धर्मेण पालये क्षत्रियो हि प्रजा रक्षन् शस्त्रपाणि प्रदण्डयन् निर्जित्य परसैन्यादि क्षितिं धर्मेण पालये Anyone would like to recite? Shaktiyo hi praja rakshan Shastrapani pradandhayan
Jitya para sanyadi
Kshitim
dharme na phalaye
So this rakshan pradandhayan nirjitya para para it is not pa para So, one akara adding in many verse. Yeah, anyone else?
Kshatriyo hi praja rakshan.
Kshatriyo hi praja rakshan.
Shastrapani pradandayan.
Shastrapani pradandayan.
Nirjitya para sainyadi.
Nirjitya para sainyadi.
Kshitim dharmena palayet.
Kshitim dharmena palayet.
The Kshatriya duty is to protect the citizens from all kinds of difficulties, and for that reason he has to apply violence in suitable cases for law and order. Therefore he has to conquer the soldiers of inimical kings, and thus with religious principles he should rule over the world. So this gives the definition of Kshatriya. Who is a Kshatriya? Kshatriyo hi praja rakshan. So this Kshatriyo hi praja rakshan, this is the main backbone of Kshatriya Dharma. So it is a substance. This is the main quality of a Kshatriya, of a king. He should have a sense of protection. Protecting the citizens, praja. There are other qualities described in the 18th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Shauryam tejo dhratir daksham yuddhechha papalayanam danam ishvara bhavasya kshatra karma svabhavajam. Krishna explains. So all those qualities are meant for, we can discuss those qualities some other time in detail. So they are meant to support this one quality of praja rakshan, protecting. And we discussed little bit about what is protection. Now we'll discuss more on this, what is actually praja rakshan means. So we discuss about protection means what? Protecting from physical protection, moral degradation. Religiously we have to protect people, make them to follow dharma so that they don't again take birth again in this world. So that is real protection. And praja means not only human beings. So prajayate iti praja, it is called Sanskrit definition of word praja. One who has taken birth is called praja on the land. So that means anyone, animals also, they are also praja. So Kshatriya should not only protect human beings, he should also protect animals. So among all animals we know that cow is very important. So and another place we read that among all, everyone needs protection, every human being, every living being needs protection, but among all living beings, especially the five beings require special protection. You all know, no? Which are the five? Prabhupada said that. So human civilization means these five should be protected. So cows, brahmanas, women, children and elderly people. These five. The order also is very important. So cows, brahmanas, these five. Prabhupada said if these five are not protected, that society is not a human society. It is not a human civilization, he said. So kshatriya especially should protect these five. And if you see among five, cows are most important. So why cows are most important? Why cows are most important? It gives miracle food. What miracle food does? Milk, we know. We develop spiritual intelligence. So in Bhagavad Gita, purpose of food is also described, no? Like last time I quoted that when I came here. That he says, Krishna says, Ayu Sattva Balarogya Sukha Priti Vivardhanaha. So it should increase duration of life. It should purify mind and heart. Sattva means mind and heart. Bala, it should give physical strength. Arogya, it should give health, happiness and satisfaction. So among all food items, milk gives these results in highest degree. Therefore it is called as miracle food. And especially that purification of the mind and heart. So purification of intelligence. So that is most important thing among all the things. So this is very miraculously it cow's milk purifies our consciousness, our mind, intelligence, heart. So then automatically one comes to the platform of spiritual inquiry. So and that is the beginning of Brahminical life. And when Brahmanas are there in the society, what happens? So they will guide the society in a proper path. So they will create Kshatriyas also. So therefore in modern days they don't know the importance of Brahmanas in society. They think that especially with devotees who are dedicated their life for preaching mission. What you people are doing, do some job, earn some money, like that they say, right? And you are all parasites, they say, right? So they don't understand that how modern society, we need a, what you call, head. Prabhupada compared this Varnashrama to human body, Varnashrama society to human body. So he compares them to head. If head is not there, body will not function properly. Similarly, if there are no brahmanas in society, society will not be on proper path. We see the chaos, modern society, because there are no brahmanas to guide modern society. It's completely off track it is. So people are engaged in sinful activities, earning money hook or crook, and killing cows, eating meat, having illicit sex. So these are glories of modern society, right or not? So wholesale. They call universities, sometime in India they give name Vidyalaya, like that, right or not? Better give Vaishalaya. all young boys and girls have become vebicharis, vebicharinis, and they are busy in vebichara. So this is what is modern society is. So this is all misdirected society, misdirected civilization. Prabhupada often used this word, misdirected civilization. So In this way, we need brahmanas. So for that, we need cow milk. Cow milk, cow ghee. Without that, we cannot have. And so, lot of philosophical deviations also come because of not having cow milk and cow ghee. Because people won't have brain substance to understand Shastra, no? Therefore, all deviations will come, philosophical deviations. So, like even in Prabhupada presence also, so many deviations were there, no? Right? So many things they did, Gopi Bhav Club, they did. So, even for protection of cows, one group of became extremist protection of cows. They wanted to put a bomb on slaughterhouses. They made a bomb and 3 devotees died or something like that. So these are all symptoms of deviation. This happened in Prabhupada presence only, like that. And they were preaching that Prabhupada is God. Some sannyasis were preaching for some time. Prabhupada is God. You all know that one. You have read Prabhupada Lilamrita? There is. So Prabhupada is God, you all have not understood, now Prabhupada has rejected all of you, like that something. So all these things, these deviations are also because of not having cow milk and cow ghee. More and more deviations will come. In Prabhupada's presence there were so many deviations. We don't know, we cannot even identify also, because we are all dull, brainless people actually. We don't even understand also how deviations will come. Right? At least Prabhupada was there, he was ready to, you know, he was keeping things under control. Of course, Prabhupada made GBC to control all these things. So if all this cow ghee and cow milk is there, then what we will do? Right? We are all sadhakas, right? We are not Paramahamsa, Mahabhagavatas, Nitya Siddha, came from the spiritual world. So all Vedic knowledge is in the heart. It is not like that, right? So anyway, coming to the point that we need kshatriyas, for that we need cow milk. And moreover that cow is also very dear to Lord Krishna. Namo Brahmanya Devaya, Go Brahmana Hitaj, Aishta. You know, we discussed that Krishna is, our Supreme Lord is Vraja Gopa, he is, Gopala he is. They are very dear to Krishna. Therefore, we should, and it is an Anga Bhakti also. Anyway, today we are not going to discuss about, we are discussing about Kshatriya mission, not cow protection. But it is centered around, Kshatriya Dharma is centered around protecting cows more than ever before in the time of, you know, in the history of humanity. Because now their lives is at stake, right? Lives of the cows is at stake. In fact, whole world, if you see from the definition of protection which we discussed, whole world is in dangerous situation. But and especially cows, their lives are at stake. So they need more protection. And in Harivamsa Purana, recently I got to know that. So there is a quote, Brahma is speaking. The Supreme Brahman, he said, who is the super soul of all living beings, is the predominating deity of all the cows. Indeed, cows are the symbol of the mode of goodness and they are eternal. It is no symbol of mode of goodness. If there are no mode, there is no mode of goodness, there cannot be Brahmanas. So, and they are eternal. It is the opinion of all those who have been created by you that cows and brahmanas are to be equally respected. First of all, cows should be given protection. You see, first of all, he says, cows should be given protection. Then the protected cows will protect the brahmanas. If the cows and brahmanas are protected, the entire world will be protected. So they will make kshatriyas. They will protect, and kshatriyas will protect the world. So in this way, this is how everything will happen. So Now question may arise, oh, we are supposed to spread Harinam Sankirtan, why we are talking about Kshatriya mission? Right or not? So, I would like to quote 10th canto of Bhagavatam, first chapter, fourth verse, third or fourth verse. Nivritta Tarshair, Parikshit Maharaj spoke this. Nivritta Tarshair Upagiyamana Baushada Shotra Mano Viramat Ka Uttama Shloka Gunanu Vadat Puman Virajeta Vina Pashugnath. So this verse is in the form of a rhetorical question actually. Rhetorical question means you don't need to answer that. That answer is there in the question itself. So Ka Uttama, Ka means who is that? Who is that fellow? Unless he is a Pashugna, he is a killer of animals. So there it is sold, a killer of soul also. Both meaning, Pashugna means. Pashu means living being. So unless one is a killer of animals, killer of soul, he would not engage in glorification of the Lord in essence. Or those who have not become free from nivritta trashna, free from material hankering, cannot glorify the Lord. Which glorifications of the Lord are manoviramat. They are bhavoshada, they are medicine for material existence, disease of material existence, and they are manoviramat, very pleasing to mind and heart. So uttama shloka gunanuvada. So in modern days everyone is a killer of soul, killer of animals. You see, meat eating has increased so widely, so much, right? So they say Telangana and Andhra are ahead of all the states in India in meat eating. So all these Telugu fellows are eating lots of meat, I think. Right? So Bangalore is also filled with them, I think. In Bangalore also a lot of meat eating must be going. I'm not, of course, I'm hater of Telugu people or whatever. But just statistics I'm speaking, 97%. Hyderabad, 99% of the people are Hyderabad town, you know. Yes. So 99% of the people are meat eaters. Every corner we see some meat shop there. Everywhere in big cities like Bangalore, you know, Mumbai. So India is a mlachcha desha now. Previously, they did not cross the ocean and go. Sannyasis are, it was a rule. There was a rule that sannyasis should not cross the ocean and go out of the country because all mlachcha deshas are there, no? Meat eaters. We will fall down by mixing with them. But now India only has become mlachcha desha. Right? If killers of soul, they cannot glorify, they cannot chant Hare Krishna mantra. According to that verse. So in this way, we need to have kshatriyas to protect animals, protect living beings. Then only there will be chanting of Hare Krishna mantra. We cannot underestimate this. Although Yugadharma is chanting Hare Krishna mantra, and there should be always Sankirtan. Prabhupada also told that members of the parliament should do Sankirtan morning, evening. So, like that. No, you are laughing, but he was very serious of what he was doing. He was very serious. He wanted to change the world. We are not bothered about it. We are going on, actually. We ourselves don't have time for doing morning, evening kirtan, and what we'll expect. I don't know, even ISKCON leaders, they don't do kirtan, I think, morning, evening. That means if members of the parliament are supposed to be doing kirtan morning and evening, then ISKCON managers, leaders should be doing, no? Anyway, I am not qualified to comment on leaders because we don't know what they undergo, what are the difficulties which they undergo to manage or run an institution. So we should do, it is good. It helps in management actually, if you do morning, evening, kirtan. So, coming back to the point that, so the main thing is Kshatriya's main duty now at this juncture, at this time of the history of humanity, at this period of the time in human society, so he should do cow protection. Now another question comes. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says cow protection is meant for Vaishyas. Krishi Goraksha Vanijam Vaishya Karma Swabhavajam. So why we are telling Kshatriya should do cow protection? So Kshatriya may not directly engage in cow protection, but they should organize for cow protection. They should ban cow protection. Cow slaughter. And not just banning or legislating, we banned, that will not help. Who will do the cow protection? If you just legislate cow slaughter ban. But there should be someone to protect the cows, no? Right or not? So for that you have to stop mass education. How is that connected to cow protection and cow slaughter? You see, Krishna at the age of 5, what he did? He started taking out cows, along with his thousands of cowherd boyfriends. Every day, Krishna, he would go out, and in the evening, when evening comes, Mother Yashoda becomes very happy. Oh, Krishna will come back now from grazing lands. So, but cowherd boys become unhappy. Oh, now we will be separated from Krishna. Krishna will go to their house, his house, and we have to go to our house. So whole night they will not sleep. They would be waiting when morning will come. Then again we will go out with Krishna. So before sunrise, before Brahma Muhurta only, they would come and bang the door of Krishna. Wake up now. Then Mother Yashoda will tell these boys, oh, don't disturb Krishna, he needs more rest. So like that, they would feel intense separation from Krishna. So every day, along with his thousands of cowherd boyfriends, he would go out for grazing cows. At the age of 5 only he started, and at the age of 6 or something little older than that, after 1 or 2 years, on Gopashtami day he became a full-fledged Gopa. Then he started looking after grown-up cows also. So cowherd men completely gave the responsibility. Nanda Maharaj gave responsibility. So to Krishna to look after all the cows. He had 9 lakh cows, Nanda Maharaj. So Krishna would take care of 9 lakh cows every day. Of course, they had servants also. So, but he was the head of that, looking after. So now, at that age, what children do? What children do at that age? Even in the villages, what children do? Especially, whole India was a village country. Only Prabhupada says, in fact, only Hastinapur and Dwarka were big cities like that. They were Puri. So mostly everyone at that age would engage in cow protection. And so cow protection is not only, another thing we have to understand, of course we are not discussing about cow protection, we are discussing Kshatriya. But it is dharma of everyone, it is Kshatriyas, Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, Sudras, and especially Vaishyas, Vaishya children. Vaishyas would do, keep big herds of cows. So at that age, when boys are supposed to be trained to take care of cows, they are sent to school so that in the future they become laborers for industrial society. So this mass education facilitates. Mass education is meant for self-realization. If you see Krishna's definition of knowledge in Bhagavad Gita, 13th chapter, he defines, what is knowledge? Amanitva madam vitvam. In the end, he says, so adhyatma, what is that? Tatva gyanartha darshanam, etat gyanam iti proktam, agyanam yadato anyata. తత్వ జ్ఞానార్థ దర్శనం, దట్ ఈస్ సెల్ఫ్ రియలైజేషన్ ఆర్ గాడ్ రియలైజేషన్ ఈస్ ద గోల్. దిస్ ఈజ్ నాలెడ్జ్ అండ్ అపార్ట్ ఫ్రమ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఎల్స్ ఈజ్ ఇగ్నోరెన్స్, కృష్ణ సేస్. సో గోల్ ఆఫ్ ఎడ్యుకేషన్ ఈజ్ సెల్ఫ్ రియలైజేషన్, బట్ నౌ ప్రజెంట్లీ ఎడ్యుకేషన్ ఈజ్ ట్రిగర్డ్ టువర్డ్స్ మేకింగ్ లేబర్స్ ఫర్ ఇండస్ట్రియల్ సొసైటీ. దే కాల్ ఇట్ అండ్ హ్యూమన్ హెచ్ అండ్ వాట్ ఈస్ దట్ హెచ్ అండ్ డి హెచ్ఆర్డి. సో అండ్ రీసెర్చ్ అండ్ ఆర్ అండ్ డి, దే కాల్ యా రీసెర్చ్ అండ్ డెవలప్మెంట్. సో ఇంటూ ఇగ్నోరెన్స్ just to facilitate sense, some sinful life, sense gratification. In fact, actually, if you see even material point of view also, there is no sense gratification. Where is the good food, good lifestyle, good living? Running around here and there in thin car, what is that? If you ride on horse, it is more aristocratic, no? If you ride on horse cart, it is more aristocratic, right or not?
Only for marriage,
yeah. Just show off. Whole modern society is show bottle society. I gave a lecture on that. Maybe I can expand this. Example is good example. Next time when I'll give lecture on that show bottleism. Because in first chapter, Arjuna was showing, he was also doing show bottle. You know, of being in knowledge actually. In front of Krishna, he is showing off that I know Lord. So children are put to be trained in, to be a part of this industrial society. So very systematically, systematic indoctrination. So this has to be stopped. Even from, if you see, anyway government has that RTE, Right to Act Education. So Right to Education Act, yeah, RTA. So that act was made for to stop this education business in the name of education, you know. So much is there educational institutions, schools and educational institutions are biggest business centers nowadays, right? So if you want to earn lots of money, open a school, open a university, in this way you will earn lots of money. So they are big business centers. So to go stop this, government made this RTE Act. But because government itself doesn't have capacity to implement free education, so therefore it is dependent on private organizations, and private organizations will run business centers. So anyway, it is a bogus in every way. If you understand ontologically content of what is education, that is a bogus. And even practically also, it's just squeezing out money. So these students, they give lots of money to get educated, and in the end, after come out of, they want to squeeze money from the people, right? Especially here, there was one doctor here, right or not? So they pay so much money to learn this medicine. Then afterwards, they squeeze out from the people actually in the hospitals. So you just cheat each other and squeeze each other's blood, that's all. Just to tell in plain words. So blood sucking society, sucking each other's blood, that's all. So that's all is whole. So mass education should be stopped. Then only there will be, just stopping mass education will not help. Prabhupada said they should be trained in Varnashrama College. Prabhupada said, no? So Varnashrama College, he spoke about Varnashrama College. You can study that. Prabhupada instructions on that. They should be trained. Everyone should be trained according to their nature and engaged in occupation. So in this way, cow protection will take place. So these may be very high demanding proposals. Prabhupada was very demanding when he met when he met politicians, he was very demanding. When he met Indira Gandhi, he had a whole list of things, right or not? So when he met leaders of the society, he demanded a lot. He expected them to cooperate with Krishna Consciousness Movement. So So he wanted this movement, his Krishna consciousness movement, to lead the world, at least ideologically, guide the society. So, and this will help in many ways. They are struggling with all this modern economy. One side produce lots of unwanted things, and to make people to purchase all that, you know, print a lot of currency. Such a misery it is actually for leaders also of the society. One side they manufacture lots of automobiles, so many automobile companies are there. Another side they are concerned about pollution problem. Just stop production of, you know, automobiles. Everything will get solved. So we have to guide the society. So Varnashrama college should be there, training. So cow protection is connected with mass education. So if you just make a ban, cow slaughter ban legislation, will not protect the cows. You have to stop this mass education. One side you want people to become so-called literacy. You want everyone to use smartphones. Who will do cow protection if everyone is busy with smartphone, internet, banking, transactions? Now demonetization, everyone should have a smartphone, right or not? Everyone should do. Then everyone will be busy in internet. These fellows are promoting this. Modi is promoting this internet civilization. Digitalizing India. Right? If everyone is busy in internet, who will do? Who will? This was the point, you know. Demonetization is not possible because there are so many uneducated people in this country. They think this is uneducation. This illiteracy is the major evil in the society. They think like that. But actually, by this mass education, you are spreading all the evils actually in the society. So Kshatriya should stop this mass education. And that is very important. And apart from that, there should be, previously there were a lot of grazing land for cows. Now land is all stolen away. Our Prime Minister Modi wanted to make Land Amendment Act, so that lot of industrial projects have stopped because of this, so many previous land regulation acts. So like in this state, you see, no one with a, if someone doesn't have agriculture background, he cannot purchase agriculture, you know, land. So, but in Telangana you can do. Therefore, this real estate is in boom there. So, not now, after this whole money demonetization story. So, anyway, coming to the point that there should be a lot of grazing land for the cows. Kshatriya should, give a lot of grazing land for the cows, arrange for that. So now the land is used for all commercial crops, right? I was traveling in Karnataka, in middle of Karnataka, 15-20 days back. So I went to this, in the middle of heart of Karnataka, there where so much coffee plantations are going on. So although they are in village, villagers are working for, not for cows, and they are not growing food grains. They are not producing milk and food grains, they are producing coffee. They are working for chocolate industry, coffee industry, tea industry. So whole farming is also completely industrialized now, commercialized. So land is used for that. The land which was supposed to produce food grains with the bulls and produce lots of ample milk so that people can eat good food grains and eat, you know, drink cow milk, eat cow ghee and be happy. So these stupid people are producing coffee for chocolates. So this is all symptoms of gross ignorant society, misdirected society. So Kshatriya should arrange lots of land for grazing, cow grazing. And he should, of course, when we speak about Varnashrama College, automatically it comes, but still in every year now, 2017-18 Indian central government passed the budget, I think, right? Something I don't go so deep into. I don't go to news often, but just I was seeing last 2-3 days back some news headings. So in every time budget is passed in the parliament in India, especially we see in all over the world, especially. So major portion is kept for defense. Some Prabhupada wrote that in 10th canto of Bhagavatam, 65% of the budget is kept for different purposes. You can see, imagine how much fear is there in the society. So we should economics should be based on agriculture and cow products, so milk products, producing lots of food grains. Farming should be done by Vedic principles, not commercial farming, with the bulls especially, and produce food grains what is required for human body sustenance of anna bhavanti bhutani, for sustenance of human beings, not chocolate. So coca product, producing coca for chocolates, Nestle chocolates. So most of the child labor is engaged in coca plantation, so in Africa. So if you see World Child Labor Organization, World Labor Organization website, you will see that 168 million child laborers are there in the world. So anyway, all these things are there. That may not be true also, because we see all the statistics are bogus. This Hyderabad Municipal Corporation, what is that? Greater Hyderabad, GHMC, always engages child labor for collecting the garbage. So much child labor. Of course, you cannot abolish child labor. Like this, see, if you see Vedic education, when you stop mass education, so it seems that, oh, we are engaging child labor, we are promoting child labor. But child labor can never be abolished from society, because that is another topic we are going. So, so we will discuss all this. Each of these topics, it's a big topics. So, anyway, coming to the point, that you cannot abolish, even in stable Vedic economy also, children were contributing in the family and social economy. Vaishya and Shudra children especially. So from the beginning only they were trained into take part in economics, family and social economics. And coming to the point that so our whole economics should be promoting farming and cow protection. So Kshatriyas should do that, leaders. They should promote this, not industrial. Every time the industrial agenda is there, industrial economics. So agenda is fully industrialized. In budget sessions, we see that. And those who are, now in India, Manmohan Singh is considered very intelligent person, right? Because he brought IT to India a lot, when he was finance minister in Narasimha Rao government. So that time here S.M. Krishna was there, and that's why Bangalore is considered as hub of IT right now in India and maybe all over the world now, right? So, and that ruined this land. What is this? City of Gardens, this was previously, right? Now you can City of Garbage. So you can call it as hell, another name for hell Bangalore is. So Kshatriya should do this. And then these are proposals, so which practical proposals we are making, what our leader should do, Kshatriya should do. And of course, to protect, in this verse it speaks that he should use weapons. Kshatriyohi prajarakshan shastrapani pradandayan. If it is required to protect house, he should use weapons also. Of course, this Goraksha Dal is banned now because of this. So we don't have to, within the laws, even modern laws also, we don't have to unnecessarily break modern laws also. So unnecessarily within the laws we can still protect the cows. We don't have to even wait for until that, oh, there are some Vedic political leader has come up to protect the cows. Even devotees should do this. They don't have to wait. We should purchase all available, whatever money we have, savings we have, we should purchase land, use it for cow protection and farming. So farming should also go on because bulls have to be engaged. So devotees should move towards that cow protection and farming. We should earn our livelihood like that. Not by all these jobs and all. Jobs are cow slaughter. They will encourage cow slaughter. So devotees, whatever savings they have, they should purchase agriculture land and take part in farm communities. So we should acquire more and more land. In this way, we can bring up Kshatriyas among devotees also. And Goshalas, this modern Goshala is not actual cow production, which runs on cow slaughter, which runs on donations, collecting donations, because that gives implication, that gives the message that cows are economically liable, dependent on us. By giving donation, I have to maintain cows. No. Cows will maintain us. They will give us food, miracle food, and maintain us, nourish us. They don't need anything. They need only grazing land, that is their land. We have now taken it away and using it for commercial purposes, industrial purposes. And they will eat grass and give us milk, right? You don't have need. If donation has to be in the beginning now to set up this grazing land for the cows, you may take donation, you may need money. So, but that should be, you can tell them to give land instead of giving money. So Goshalas also should be guided, Goshala managers should be guided how to do these things. So they should be told to purchase land and Prabhupada, he criticized this tying. You give donation for cows and we will tie them and we'll eat and sleep. Prabhupada, he criticized this severely. So cows should be taken out for grazing. Then cows would be happy. That is cow protection. Just like Supreme Lord is doing. Every day he is taking out cows. Whole day he is working in the grazing land. Busy looking after. Of course, he was playing with coward boyfriends. So he is Supreme Lord. But he was looking after. You know that, no? Brahma, Vimohan, Lila. Just before that, they were taking lunch. Then cows went away. Then he says, he didn't want to disturb his boyfriends, coward boyfriends, you know, taking prasad. He said, you sit, I will look after the cows. Then he went. Then he lost both of them. Brahma stole both. Or another time, cows became allured by green grass, went inside. That Davanal Leela is there, right? Krishna swallowed all the fire. So he is busy there doing all this activity, right? Supreme Lord. So we didn't learn Krishna, who is Krishna, right or not? By reading all these things, hearing all these things. So anyway, coming to the point, this is how cow protection should be done, systematically, not in an ignorant way. So ignorant way, if you do that, it will give the message that cows are economically liable on us. So they are dependent. Then why maintain cows? No one will have inspiration to maintain cows, right? So better send them to slaughterhouse, right? That's what is the message we give. So in this way, cow production, there should be grazing land. Cows should be taken out for grazing. And you don't need much, you know. Whole 7-8 months at least there would be green grass. They will eat 8 months, 9 months. If some rain comes in summer also, there will be green grass. Summer rains were there, no, before. Now even in rainy season there is no rain. Because we are killing cows. We have become sinful. If there is no cow milk, if there is no food, you cannot run even in this industrial cities also. Right? Can you run? Is it possible? So You can run human society without industries, but you cannot run human society without farming and cow production. Or in other words, sometime I tell when I am discussing, I am giving lecture on Anad Bhavanti Bhutani, I tell you can run society without engineers, but you cannot run society without farmers. Therefore, farmers are more important than engineers. This is what Bhagavad Gita says. Because everyone is dependent on Anna, right? Anna or Bhavanti Bhutani. So this is, there is a lot to discuss. We will stop here. Maybe we can take some questions and cover some things in question and answer. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Any questions, comments?
When we are in hospitality, so those brahmanas who goes for washing for salary, so they are not, they are sinful.
Sinful in the sense, he is not, he is lost to Brahminism.
So some Brahmanas, they go for maybe worship of the temple or something and taking salary. So is that also considered sinful?
Some basic maintenance they should be given. Basic, they should live as simple as possible. Brahmana means his thrust is to live without money. If they are in the city, temple should maintain them, just like brahmacharis are maintained in the temple and they serve the temple. So like that, their grahasthas also should, their needs should be taken care, health needs, their clothing, shelter for them and all. So they should live very simple life, very simple. Why they need, if a grahastha brahmin is there, he doesn't need mobile, smartphone. Why he need actually? He doesn't need, he should be busy with patana, padana, yajana, yajana. Purpose of brahminical life is. People complained me yesterday, one devotee called me, oh Prabhuji, so much I am trying to contact you, you are not receiving calls. At least today you contacted me. Sometime I always think how to give up this phone. Some 2 years I stopped all, closed my mobile phone. Although we had in our farm, we had one mobile. So still phone calls would come, I would receive some phone calls. So he should lead a very simple life. Thrust should be to live with the bare necessities of life. That is brahmanical. Because if you have a lot of possessions, anxiety, you will not be able to focus on sadhana and your deity, on the meditation on the Lord actually. So deities will become burden, study will, intellectually you will become lazy. Too many possession means anxiety will go, no, to protect them. Oh, what will happen? Where is my earphones, right or not? Where is my mobile? Other person in the temple took or what? It must be happening here, right?
Anand from new mobile.
For using Jio, Jio fellows will force you to buy new mobile, which will support 4G. Right? Every time they will do like that. Such a cheating it is actually. But foolish people think that, oh, they are helping us. What a nonsense, you know. Every time you have to buy new mobile, update yourself. Stupid it is. All these third class things, you know, right? Plastic things. But people in ignorance believe that, oh, these people are doing great work for us. Anyway, what else you wanted to say? Salary, giving salary. So they should live very simple, austere, renounced life. They should not have possessions. Brahmana should not think what he will eat next day. Then he is called down. Only he should be concerned about today. He is always in present tense. He doesn't think about what will happen to me in the future, about my... He would never have any anxiety, this whole career, this, that and all that. it's out of his Brahminical program. Security, bank balance, out of his program it is. Yeah.
I have one question about some devotees tell like, no, so somebody wants to jump full time. So they will say, you keep some security for yourself and make like, you know, health insurance and general insurance. But why we need this?
If you think like that, then you will not be able to join. Then you will not be a brahmachari at all. So, but if you are already in some disease, major disease is there, some major, you know, some cancer is there or major heart problem is there, you should not become burden on the temple.
Yes.
In that case, it is okay. But otherwise, in general, it should not be. You should not have, you will never be a brahmachari. When I joined Brahmachari Ashram, I didn't have even dhoti also. One set of dhoti was there. I didn't have second set of, because I ran away from home and came. So they told me, all the brahmacharis, they told me, senior brahmacharis in the temple, you will stay longer in the Brahmachari Ashram, they said. Now modern days, everything will degrade now. If this demonetization is impossible, what BJP and Modi envisioned, it is one. If it would have passed through, I know before it is not possible, because none of the country in the world has done it till now, and it is not possible. I told you, you cannot run society without farmers, and because this Modi, he wants to make India very digital and remove all the farming from this land actually, and cow protection from this land. Just he want to remove. He had an idea in between. We will make Tanzania, we will acquire, you know, hire a lot of land in Tanzania, and with the labor available there, we will cultivate land and import that grains here, and we will stop all the farming here. Make this whole industrial India, you know, digital India industry. That was his plan. But that is also not possible, because every country in this world, they want to become digital. They don't want to be underestimated that they are backward. Modern idea of backward, you know. You don't have food to eat, eat stool, but you think that you are very civilized. Huh? I am a big engineer, I am IT, we have a lot of internet, we are digital and all. There is no food to eat, eating stool, but think that we are very advanced and civilized, progressed. All these bogus ideas are there in modern society. So, anyway, coming to the point that if that would have passed through, every brahmachari would have to have a bank balance, and every brahmachari should have a smartphone, he should do internet banking, and I don't know what and all. Now also, it's so tough to follow our dharma actually. If I want to go out for preaching, I cannot go. I should have a bank balance, I should have, you know, lot of money in that. Then only they will give me visa or something like that, right? Or not? Yep. So, since 3 years, 4 years, devotees are calling me in America to come. I give online lecture sometime. So, but I cannot go because of all these problems. And I am not so enthusiastic to go. I prefer sending my books out or my lectures out than personally. How many places you can go? Short. So this is, brahmacharya means no possessions, no this thing. You should not, many people will tell like that. When I was joining also, they told, oh, if you, then when you don't want to be stay as a brahmachari, then you will be a pauper, you will be on the road. That's why varnashrama farm communities are also required. Then brahmacharis, when they, after passing through brahmachari, if he takes a job, he is a failed as a brahmachari. His training is failed. Again, he should not contribute into this demonic society. After taking part in varnashrama dharma, brahmachari is a beginning of varnashrama dharma, training, no? Actual beginning is garbhadhan samskara. But Diksha Samskara is given more importance. No? Second birth is considered. That happens in Gurukula, in Brahmacharya Ashram, right? So that is. You had any question? Something you wanted to say?
Prabhupada told to do job and to do devotional service parallelly. If we can't do job, how can we do
that? Prabhupada didn't want that. Who told that?
So
who told that? Previously, when Prabhupada was there, most of the devotees were in the temple. Whether it is man, woman, children, grihasthas, brahmachari, whoever it is, sannyasi, everyone was in the temple. Towards the end, you see there is one a big discussion with his leaders, Prabhupada. So leaders were complaining, temple leaders, that oh, it is becoming difficult to maintain the families, expanding families and all. Prabhupada wrote a letter. You all decide, leaders, some more do something. I don't want my disciples. There is one letter, you see, my disciples to go out and mix with the karmis and fall down. He was very concerned. Who told that, oh, Prabhupada wanted that they should do job side by side? He sent in the beginning, when there was no money in the temple, he sent them to do job. Later, when book distribution started, a flood of book distribution, he stopped that. He emphasized only on book distribution. And he told farm communities, he started for grihasthas. And gurukulas he started. We misinterpret Prabhupada's teaching as such. It's a misinterpretation. How you can do bhakti with a job, tell me.
How temples will run with this? Nobody goes to job. No devotees goes to job.
You are... If that is a true, then our if everyone is doing job only for the temple, then our managers would have been singing and dancing in singing and dancing in Tripan. That was true when beginning Prabhupada started, sent the devotees out. They would go out for job, bring all money and give to Srila Prabhupada. In that case, it's okay, you do job. Anyway, I can understand this concern. Even leaders bring up this. When we preach about Varnashram, no, leaders are also concerned. Now, because our movement is based in city only. Our movement is urban movement now. Actually, it is not movement. Movement means you should move people, actually. There is no movement, right or not? It is stagnant, it is. So the managers also get anxiety about this. Oh, if you preach about this, that's why they preach, oh, preach God, that is also bhakti. Prayer is bhakti, that is a new theology in ISKCON. I have given a lecture, you see, on that. Vikarma Yoga, a new theology in ISKCON, like that. So they preach like that, so that everyone, and these fellows also want sense gratification. So they want to continue in ignorance. It is not actual sense gratification also. Because materially also we are not good, no, right, in modern society. So that concern comes. Prabhupada said there should be, temple should have land, and previously traditionally every temple had land, no. Now also if you see Udupi Krishna Mathas, they have land, every mat has land. The Ashta Mathas have their lands. Jagannath Puri.
Kings used to give land to
temples. Yeah. Temples used had a lot of land. So they should have land, they should maintain cows. Another point I said, big herds of cows were maintained by kings. Brahmanas also would have cows, but they will not maintain big herds. But kings should maintain big herds of cows. Because like you see in Mahabharata, when they were in incognito for 1 year, they went to Virata's kingdom, Pandavas. And Nakula became a covered boy, covered man. And Sahadeva was maintaining horses. And Krishna also, every day thousands of cows he would give donation. For that they have to maintain big herds of cows. And we see the example of Maharaj Nraga also. Nraga's story also comes. That is connected to cow donation. So they would maintain big herds of cows. Temples should maintain big herds of cows. And Vaishyas will maintain. Krishna was, he took birth in Nanda Maharaj house. Nanda Maharaj, Gopas, covered men, they would maintain big herds of cows. So in this way, So Brahmana is also, but mostly less they are, because and they would have, but mostly they had, of course, Shudras will serve these higher classes, right? And they would take, Shudras will take their cows out for grazing. Brahmanas doesn't have to personally take out, but they would keep cows, Brahmanas. Anyway, coming back to the point that temples also should have cows and land. Prabhupada wanted, no? Even in Govinda, what to speak for deities? Now we are not able to give good cup of milk to the deity actually. We are building big, big temples, but inside the substance is not there. So, just build the temples is a show bottleism, no? Right or not? We have to have good standards of deity worship. No? We cannot give good cup of milk to deities, right? So, Prabhupada wanted, even in Govinda, we should get ghee from our farms and fry samosas and kachoris, and just by eating that, materialistic people should become, meat eaters should become devotees, he said. They should give up meat eating. So, what to speak? There may be preachers now in the beginning stage when society is, because demons have made this currency system for preachers also, like I am traveling, so I also need money, right or not? I cannot tell, take my grains and give me ticket, train ticket, flight ticket or whatever. So preachers need money, then temple centers to run, city centers, we need money in the beginning until we have our own farms and farm products. General Grihasthas should be in the farm, they should not be earning money actually. And those who are coming, we are preaching in the city and they are changing from material life to spiritual life, in between time, you know, they can give donation and run, you know, maintain preachers and city centers. This is solution for your, you know, problem. You got that? It can be done. We have to use intelligence. All these things Prabhupada has spoken actually. But we don't want to use intelligence. We are intellectually lazy. Anything else? General devotees, why? What is there in city actually? What city has given you actually? Tell me. What it has given you? It will only give you more and more pain, that's all. Suffering and misery. Everything will dwindle. Body will dwindle. Consciousness will dwindle. Go down, down, down. City life is not good for that.
They speak about child labor, but most of the children are in adulthood, and most of the, some children are writing programs in 6th, 10th standard or something like that. They are working.
Yeah, that is another point against that. Anyway, openly challenge them. You abolish and show us. We will follow your child labor laws, but your abolition show us. You can openly challenge them. Because in Vedic economy was so stable it was. Because, you know, Vedic society, one does not have to think whether I will get food, shelter, clothing or not. One doesn't have to be in anxiety about it. They just followed dharma. I am a Kshatriya, I have to do my dharma. Brahmana, I have to do. I am a carpenter, I have to do my. I am a barber, I have to do my dharma. They will not work. Oh, they will not cut your hair and take money from you daily. Once in a year, he will come, take grains from the farmer, from different, all the farmers, whomever they serve, you know. Whomever their fixed families would be there, because many barbers would be there, barber community would be there. Every barber would have 6 families. They will come and go and cut their hair morning, some 1 or 2 hours. Their work is over. So, now it is still there, no? Once in a year, they will come and collect grains from them, and they will get grains for a whole year. Then story over. No one would have anxiety whether I will get food or not. So stable society it was, economically so stable it was. In such stable society, children of Vaishya and Shudra especially, they would be engaged in, they would be part of the economic system, economic development. Of course, this word economic development doesn't happen to that, apply to this whole Vedic society. It's a modern word it is. also economics. But it was there Arthashastra. Chanakya wrote Arthashastra. So they would not have anxiety about it. And what to speak of this modern society where you need tremendous workforce. Why they promote women's liberation? Because they need so much workforce in the society, for this industrial society. Therefore, they promote this women's liberation. Women should also should study, should have a career. This is all to run, to create more and more labor for this industrial society. So there is so much irregulated production of unwanted things. Completely misguided society. So yeah, how can you abolish child labor in this? So who will remove all the garbage in the cities actually? Yeah, that's why they are so dirty there actually. Cities are. Oh, then why West is clean? Because they are exploiting India, Indian labor. Therefore it is India is dirty. And climatically and environmentally, Hare Krishna, climatically, environmentally, this land supports maximum, population, because other countries you cannot grow, right, or not food. So therefore, this land is not meant for industrial purposes. This land is meant for producing grains, milk products. खेती और गाय का राज चलेगा राइट हिंदी में इफ यू वांट है कि नहीं इंडस्ट्रियल राज नहीं चलेगा यहाँ पर एनीथिंग एल्स यू कैन ओपनली चैलेंज ऑल द जस्ट शो टेल यू शो अबॉलिश चाइल्ड लेबर एंड शो इन द वर्ल्ड इट्स इम्पॉसिबल Because anything what is not there in Vedic society cannot be manifest in modern society. You cannot manifest that. We cannot be better creators than Krishna, right? He created that social system. Maya Srishtam, he says. This is just illusion, it is. Okay, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.